History. I do a lot of writing from historical perspectives because it's just what I was given to do as an artist. It's my thing. And I read a lot about the Civil War, the American Civil War, and the time of slavery. And it's just very important to me. And I saw this advertisement on the internet. It was a copy of an ad that went into the paper in the late 1700s. It was an advertisement for a young woman who was for sale. And this is what people would do. They needed a little extra cash. They would sell somebody. It was just very matter-of-fact way of life, and horrific to contemplate it now, but the thing that struck me most about this ad, though, was at the end of it, it said she has with her a 9-month-old baby who is at the purchaser's option. And the thought of that just struck me to the bone. I'm a mother, and just trying to think about what this young woman's life was like and how she could make it through. How could she keep living with not having any agency over any part of her life, not even her own child? So this song came out of that. It's called At the Purchaser's Option.
Thank you.
you so much. We're going to do now a song that's kind of dear to my heart. This record, this new record that we're doing with Mutual Cult is called Freedom Highway. And this is the last song that was written for it. And it was such an amazing experience making this record. And you know, just everybody who's up here was involved. And this was, it just seems like such a fitting last statement to write this song. And this gentleman to my right, he's going to be playing this. He produced and engineered the record, and we wrote the song together. His name is Dirk Powell. And this was inspired by an African-American folktale about the people who could fly. And when they were captured and put on boats and sent across the ocean, they lost their wings and they forgot how to fly. So during the time of bondage, an old wise man remembered the magic words, and the people who could fly, the people who were descended from those original people who could fly, rose up out of the cotton fields, and they flew away to freedom. And the people who couldn't fly were left behind, but they could tell that story to their children, who would tell it to their children, and it would get passed down. And it's just beautiful. You know, it's this beautiful image of people flying away to freedom. So this is inspired by that story. It's called We Can Fly. Mama, dear mama, look in yonder tree. See that pretty little sparrow looking back at me. She could soar above the clouds, way up in the sky. She can fly away from you. Why, oh, why can't I? Daughter, dear daughter, I'll tell you something true. Remember Granny Liza, well, every night she flew. They tried to keep her down, but there was nothing they could do. She could fly, she could fly. She could slip the bonds of earth and rise so high. She could fly across the river, the spirit in her. Thank you. Set. So if you feel like responding during the song, you go ahead and jump on in there. And if you just want to sit listen to, that's cool. I just want to say it's all available for you. I trust y'all. Y'all are going to know the moment to go, oh, she's singing about slavery again. We'll just listen. And then, oh, dance tune. Woo! Whatever. anyway. Yes.
Well, we're going to play some music from Louisiana for you right now. All right. Around the Lafayette area, the Cajun and Creole part of Louisiana. The first time I was in this lovely city was in 2000, playing this kind of music. And had a great experience. So we'll do, it is definitely dance music. The first one's a waltz to see them, you and your favorite partner get warm up, loosen up a little bit, and get close, and then there'll be a couple two steps after that. The waltz is called La Valse de Dimanche après-midi, Sunday afternoon waltz. And then it's the Freeman Funk, no two-step, and Kofat.
I need your love.
are stepping out as a solo artist. In a band called Carolina Chocolate Drops. Fan Club of Nine.
Awesome.
And this gentleman to my right is going to lead this next song. We've been playing together a long time in the current line of Carolina Chocolate Drops. In New York City is Hubby Jenkins. Sad love song, y'all. How many happy love songs do you know? Now think about all the sad love songs, you know. So I thought the best ones are do happen to be sad. This is one of the most perfectly written sad love songs ever. It's covered by somebody very famous. And now we're gonna cover it tonight. I got your picture that you gave to me, and it's time to blow. Let's Start Diplomacy set. It's two Canadian tunes and an American tune. All put together. And the Canadian tunes are specifically Quebecois tunes in the French-speaking region. And I have to retune for it. That's how you know you're still at a folk show. Walk in, you're like, wait a minute, drums? They like retune the fiddle. Okay, it's all right. All right. These are also dance tunes. They're on the fast side. Thank you. We're gonna slow it down for a minute. Once again. From history. I was reading this book of slave narratives set during the Civil War, and this conversation between two women really struck me. It was between a mistress and the woman that she owned, and they were looking at the Union Army was coming over the hill to liberate the plantation, so they knew what was coming, and they had this conversation, and it was the first one of these that I wrote some years ago, and it just wanted to be a song. This is called Julie. Thank you. Stuff going on back in the United States. The thing is, there's always been stuff going on. And this song is about a specific event that happened in the 60s, but has been happening before and has happened again afterwards. This is a song called Birmingham Sunday, and it's about church bombing that happened in the 60s, and four little girls who were getting ready for Sunday school were killed. And this bomb went off, and it was set by white supremacists as a part of the constant barrage of hostility and terrorism that was happening against the African American community. And you have to know what happened in the past to understand why it keeps happening, because we don't know enough about what happened in the past, you know? So the more you know about that, the more we can maybe have a chance to make it stop. And so it's important to remember. So this is a song about that, and it's also very important because each little girl is named, and that's the thing. It's, you know, these events happen and they're terrible, but we always have to remember that there's people involved. You know, there's the people. It's us. It's you and me. You know, it's not some faceless crowd. So Birmingham Sunday.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. It's been really wonderful playing for y'all tonight. Thank you for coming out, selling out the show. It's been really wonderful. We got to open for Bonnie Raitt last night, and that was pretty okay. She's such an amazing artist. It's a real honor. And we're going to open up again for her in Melbourne in a couple of days, and then we have our own show the day after. So if you have friends in Melbourne, send them our way. And if you want to know more about the tour, you go to www.rhiannongiddens.com, and I'm pretty sure we got some CDs here tonight, so if you want to help us with our international baggage fees, take some home with you. Everybody, as I mentioned, everybody on the stage is on the record, and it was just a real special thing making it. Lots of friends and family and wonderful musicians on it, and a lot of the things you heard tonight, and just want to also one more big hand for Eric Avery for opening up this beautiful music. Yeah. And we're gonna do this last one, and I know sometimes, I'm not assuming that this would happen, but you might want another one. And I'm just gonna let you know this is gonna be our last one. I'm on some serious steroids, because I have tonsillitis, so I have to be careful not to. I just want to have fun with you guys as long as possible, but I also got to be careful too. So just don't think we're being jerks if you decide you want another one and we don't come back on the stage. This is going to be our final piece. But, you already met Dirk and Hubby earlier this evening. There's two other wonderful people on stage. I want to make sure that you know who they are. Back here on the drums from Nashville, Tennessee, Jamie Woo! Dick. New York City, Jason Seifer. So again, just thank you so much. We're going to end on this Sister Rosetta Tharpe medley. She was an amazing guitar player and singer. Yeah. It's always this way outside of the United States when I mention Sister Rosetta Tharpe. People go crazy. I go back home and it's like, what? But I was the same way. I didn't know either until I went to Edinburgh and bought a CD of hers. everybody here. This is what a lovely venue, and it's been so great to come back again. I hope we get to come back again. And then check us out at Byron Bay Blues Festival. If any of y'all will go on, we're going to be playing there too. So, all right, let's do this. Let's go to church for a second.